Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
Do it live!
TireRack.com will help you get there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM Channel 83, Fox Sports Radio. However you may be listening, you won't be sorry. We got Tyler Dragon, USA Today national NFL reporter, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And with that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Great to be back in Los Angeles, and great time in Arlington, Texas, thinking about the game tonight. Great little weekend there, Chris. Great one, games won. Two was a blowout, but one was awesome. Yep. So it was good good time down there. I know Martin filled in on Friday. You guys had some fun.
Yep.
And I'm ready to go. I'm looking whiter and grayer every day. And I'm just, Chris, I don't know.
You think about getting that Just for Men?
No. I think you have it all at your house, though. I don't think there's any left on
the street. If you need some, let me know.
You know a place, Chris?
I know a place you can get the good stuff.
Hey, how great would you be if you didn't have any of that? Seriously, would you be gray like me?
I don't know. I remember a few years ago, I saw some old clip. I didn't even think I was really graying. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I saw some old clips, interviews. I was on ESPN and stuff. And I was like, man, my hair look a lot darker than it does now.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I didn't even notice it. So I don't know if it'd be that, it'd be somewhat noticeable.
And let me say this. Saturday was number 55. Happy birthday. Belated.
Yes, thank you.
And what did you do? What did you guys do? Did you do anything special?
Yeah, my wife and my daughters, both daughters were in town.
Nice.
And my mother-in-law, we all went out to eat. We went to a Bobby Van Steakhouse in Manhattan. It was very good.
Very delicious. Nice.
And then we actually went to see a Broadway show called...
Who paid?
Me.
Of course, Mary Chris. Who paid? Right. I paid, right. Yeah.
I was just glad to have the company.
I thought you paid. That's why I asked you. I figured
that's
you paid.
That's how it works.
Right. Yeah. Daddy wore Bucks, what do you expect?
Hey, man, shoot. We went to see Pearly Victorious. which is it was an African-American place set in the Jim Crow South.
Wow.
You know, you remember Ozzie Smith and Ruby Dee?
Sure.
His wife. They, it was like something they had done years ago.
So it's like a readaptation.
Yeah, it was really good. I got to be honest. I mean, obviously, I've seen a lot of historical stuff, but it was
good.
It was tough watching initially because it was just like back to a time where blacks knew their place. You know what I mean?
Dude, I remember watching with Jackie Robinson the movie 42. Yeah, and it didn't feel good to watch it.
Yeah,
you know?
And it ended victoriously to go along with the name. It ended in a good situation for African Americans. But yeah, it was good. Overall,
happy birthday. May you have many, many more.
Thank you, my man. You as well. But let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Rob G is in the house. On the ones and twos, DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. On the updates,
Steve.
Our man, Steve DeSager, and on social media, the great Elijah Sibunya. All right, Rob, let's get into it. Big upset. I mean, it was a lot of games yesterday. Dallas is impressive. Philadelphia comes up with a good win. San Francisco loses to Cincinnati. Cincinnati surging. San Francisco falling.
And that was a big win by what the Bengals did, Chris, on the road. In that game, the spread, they were getting 5.5 points. Like, that's
we both picked them, didn't we? I know I picked them. I picked them to win outright.
Yeah, I did.
I think you picked them. I don't know if you picked them.
I picked them,
points,
yeah.
But yeah. But they're playing great football, and Joe Burrow is back. And that was the best win of the weekend. I mean, obviously, people might say Denver over Kansas City, but that's kind of a fluke. You know, obviously, you know, Kansas City didn't play well, Denver played very well. And Rob, they got 5 turnovers and still barely won. So that's how bad Sean Payton's team is. But hey, they got a victory. Now they're at 3. So good for them. But Patrick Mahomes had a poor outing, to put it kindly, Rob. 24 for 38, that's 63%. 241 yards, his lowest in more than a month. He had no touchdowns and 2 picks for a passer rating of 59.2.
And a lost fumble, too, Chris.
And
that
a lost
game,
fumble.
Yep.
So 3 turnovers on him. So what'd you think of that?
It was shocking that he played that poorly. And what was the other game this year he also didn't play? Against the Jets. Remember that game? He didn't play particularly well. In that
one
game.
One touchdown, 2 picks in that game.
Yeah. I mean, if he plays a normal game, the Jets have no shot at winning that game.
The Jets rolling.
They can't score, but
I know. I don't know how they're doing
Chris,
it.
And Chris, the Giants could play that game 100 times. They would win that game 99. Like,
Giants are horrible, too.
Horrible.
I mean, and their offense.
No, but I'm just saying. But
they couldn't even get a yard pass.
Right. But at that point, with whatever it was,
Saquon
17 seconds.
Was all they had.
You got to be able to win that game. It's ridiculous. But anyway. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, we saw, and we talked about this earlier in the year. You just can't, you know, Eric Bieniemy, everybody said he didn't do anything but just stand there. So I'm not saying that he makes anybody, but the offense hasn't been the same. And you can't keep stripping down players, Chris, from anybody. I don't care who you are as a quarterback. You saw this later in Tom Brady's career. You can't carry just any old body, right? You got to have some people who can make plays for you. And as we go on, but you ask people in the league, and I guess this is really what we're talking about, is they're quick to always say Patrick is the best quarterback in the league, right? And most of that is off reputation. It's not off of his play this year. He is not the best quarterback in the league.
So who's the better?
I'm talking about playing this year? Like better numbers?
No, just period. Better.
No, I'm talking about who's playing better.
Because it ain't always about numbers. I mean, in the NBA, the best player doesn't necessarily have the best year.
Yeah, no. But I'm just saying, you know? Playing like this year, like he was leading.
He
was leading for the MVP
a year ago. A week ago.
A week ago.
Which he should have been. I honestly think he was. Should have been last week.
Really?
I think this thing is very, because nobody, Rob, at the quarterback position.
But Russell
is
Wilson has
a phenomenal
better numbers
season.
Than him.
Not really.
Patrick Mahomes has double the interceptions. Russell Wilson has one touchdown more than Mahomes. I mean, those two, I'm going to get into all the other stats. But
Mahomes throwing more yards per game.
Four more interceptions, turnovers, and I didn't even count the fumbles. I mean, those are big. That's all.
Yeah, but I still think he clearly is the best quarterback in the league. Because one thing you're seeing, everybody's having bad weeks. There's weeks with Lamar, and we're like scratching our head. Wow. There's weeks with Tua. Tua's throwing a lot of interceptions too. But he has the touchdowns and stuff like that. He's having a better year, I'd say. But I think his weapons are way better than what Mahomes has. Josh Allen, I mean, how many weeks are we like, my goodness. Trevor Lawrence, he's getting a lot of love because the Jags are 6-2. He's got 9 touchdowns in 8 games. Jalen Hurts, just 2 weeks ago, Rob, had 7 touchdowns and 7 picks. And other people, and I think you included, we're saying, my goodness, was last year kind of a one-hit wonder? Like, the one quarterback I feel the most confident in, and I didn't even pick them to win the Super Bowl this year, but the one quarterback I feel the most confident in is Patrick Mahomes. Like, I don't feel like there is any question he is clearly the best. Now, Joe Burrow looked great yesterday, and maybe, now that he's kind of back to himself, you might put him in that group. But to me, it's Mahomes and then everybody else. Now there's levels of them, but yeah, he's not having as good of a year as he did last year. Or this might be, it's one of his worst years for sure. But when you say he's going off reputation, yeah, you mean last year when he won the MVP Super Bowl?
No, because
he's played 5 years. He's got 2 Super Bowls and 2 MVPs.
I got it, but 2 of the last 3 years, 2 years ago, he had 7 straight games with interceptions. He didn't have a Patrick Mahomes-type season. That was
but
2 years
ago. I'm talking about the 37 TDs.
But the way that he's played and his expectations is what I'm trying to say. I'm ready to say this. That Patrick Mahomes might have plateaued. We might have seen the best of Patrick Mahomes already in his career, and he may not be better than what he is or where he is. And that's not to say it's bad, but he might have plateaued. Because 2 of the last 3 years have not been what we were used to seeing when he starts so great. When you start so great the first couple years, and Chris, even you... Jordan-esque, and he's this and he's that, but 2 of the last 3 years weren't what you would call what he had done to start his career. Would you agree with that? 2 of the three last 3 years.
Well, his first year in the league, he threw 50. You know,
I get
as a starter,
it. I get
50
it.
Touchdowns.
But
and,
do you expect him to throw 50 again?
Yards a game.
I get that.
So that was his best individual season. So I get that, but. I still think he is the best quarterback I've ever seen, period. He's not the GOAT. Obviously, he's got to accomplish a lot more. But I think he can become the GOAT. I'm not discouraged in the least, but I think, Rob, and you and I talked about this a few weeks ago, I think they're taking him for granted. He doesn't have one reliable wide receiver. He's got Travis Kelce, but he doesn't have a reliable wide receiver. Mecole Hardman, they just brought him back. He bobbled a punt yesterday. It was a fumble. May have cost him the game. Sky Moore drops a perfectly thrown pass in his hands in the end zone.
Are they
going to
cut
yesterday?
Him?
I don't know. But I mean, his playing time is probably going to get cut at the very least. Rashee Rice, who I do like, a young player, but he had a pivotal drop yesterday. MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who I expected big things from when he went to Kansas City. He had a costly fumble. Like, these dudes are like that, and that's where I fought Kansas City's front office. Because, Rob, we've said it. I think they're taking him for granted.
I said that. You can't keep stripping away everything. All I'm going to say is, statistically, though, you got to admit this is his worst season. And as we're going forward, it's surprising that after last year's Super Bowl, and he made it without Tyreek Hill that was impressive last year.
Juju Smith-Schuster was his best receiver.
And then this year, Statistically, at least, Chris, this is his worst year. So my question is,
his numbers are better. I don't think anybody in their right mind.
No, I'm talking about this year.
I don't think anybody in their right mind would say Russell Wilson's having a better year than Patrick Mahomes. Now, so obviously nobody would say he's better than Mahomes, period. But if you, his numbers, and I've said this many times on First Things First, Rob, you are right. Russell Wilson's numbers look really good. But when you watch the game, and I'm not saying he's playing terribly, he's playing much better than last year. But you watch these games, and it's like, man, he's not really, you know, yesterday he threw for 114 yards. You know, now he did have the three touchdowns. Again, he's playing much better than last year, but it's not vintage Russ. I would say it's not as good as his numbers suggest. And I don't think there's any doubt Mahomes is the best player in the world. But you are right. He is not having the best season of a quarterback.
Right. I'll give you a couple names here. Cousins, Tua, Allen, Herbert, and Lamar all have better numbers than Mahomes. All playing better this year, I would say. Playing
better. What makes you think Lamar's numbers are better?
Playing better. Playing better. Like,
it was a week ago Mahomes threw for 420-something yards.
I know, but the eight interceptions and the fumble.
And he had four touchdowns.
I get that.
But he's thrown for six more touchdowns than Lamar.
He still has 15 touchdowns and eight interceptions. This is a guy.
Lamar's got 9 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Who used to have.
And his team is 6-2.
4 interceptions a season. He has 8, and we're at the half, not even at the halfway point or almost.
He never had 4 interceptions a season. His first year when he was great, he had 12.
Yeah, but after that.
5, 6, 13,
okay,
12.
Okay, that's what I have.
I mean,
to have 8 already when we're at halfway at the season, is he going to have 16 interceptions?
He might. Like I said,
do you think he's plateaued or no?
No. Okay. No. I think they just need to get him a good receiver. He don't have a number 2. I don't think he has a number 2 receiver, a legit number 2 receiver on. But he still is carrying this team. His best running back, and he is good, Isaiah Pacheco, 7th round pick. The receivers are struggling mightily. And Rob, they're 6-2. They're 6-2. They got the best record in the AFC along with Jacksonville. So, they need to help him out with some receivers. I didn't pick them to get to the Super Bowl. I'm with you there. I got Baltimore like you do. But I am certain, he's still, to me, it's not even a question if he's the best quarterback in the league. Give him a Stephon Diggs. Give him Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, all these guys that other quarterbacks have. My goodness. All right, but
he doesn't make everybody better then?
He does, but there's a
usually
limit.
A guy. I understand.
He did it last year.
He didn't have his guy last year. They won the Super Bowl.
But he needs somebody with some that can catch. These dudes are dropping balls. They're not getting open. They're fumbling on special teams. It's ridiculous. But let's see what the listeners think, bro. This will be interesting. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is Patrick Mahomes still the best quarterback in the world? And or has he plateaued? Your thoughts next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our 2-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Might be able to get a few calls in. 877-99 on Fox. Is Patrick Mahomes still the best quarterback in the world? Your thoughts?
Let's kick it off with Will in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Will?
Hey, good evening, Chris. Good evening, Rob.
What's up?
You know something? That's a really great to your point, man. It is not diminishing anything that Patrick Mahomes has done to say that this year he's not performing as the best of that other group that you were sort of mentioning there. And to your point, though, Chris, though, too, you know, we know that Andy Reid is a great coach. We know that Patrick Mahomes is a championship-level quarterback, so he doesn't have to answer any questions. So he can't, like, rise to the occasion. He can make it back there. But in order to do that, guys, they've got to have, some type of core of receivers around them. Even Brett Favre, the great gunslinger back in the day, still needed a team to add Don Beebe, then Andre Rison, you know, to keep that receiving core fresh.
So
it is something that's needed.
Real quick. Has he plateaued, yes or no?
Yeah, I think that there's no more greater level that he can rise to. I mean, he's a showstopper. He had the sweet ankle music, but he's already a championship-level quarterback.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you so much. Mel in Maryland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mel?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing great.
Good, man. How are you?
All right, love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Trying to make us debating and have doubt in Mahomes. It's impossible. What's going on with him right now, in my opinion, my football opinion.
I hope it's your opinion since you're talking, but go ahead.
He's young. Mahomes is still young. And when he had veteran receivers, he could put the ball in there as hot as he wanted to. Now he's got young receivers that haven't never had his heat before. So he's going to have to take a little bit off the ball so they can catch the ball. He's bringing
So you blaming him? Guys.
You're saying he's throwing the ball too hard. Yeah, Chris, he's throwing the ball too hard.
I mean, how hard? What about the Sky Moore reception that he dropped in the end zone? That was lofted in over the defender. That wasn't about speed. It was about dude not being able to catch.
Yeah, I mean, they got to get their confidence up, too. I mean, it works on both sides. But I think Mahomes, he's going to get it back. He hasn't lost anything. If he hears us talking about him like this, he'll even get better.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. We got Tyler dragging around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, friend of the show, USA Today's national NFL reporter, Tyler Dragon. Tyler, welcome.
What's up, Tyler?
Hey, how's it going, you two?
Hey.
We are great.
Am I an uncle yet? Not yet?
Not yet. In about 2 months.
All right.
Man, congratulations.
I know. I'm very excited.
First one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Boy,
you
know what you know if it's a boy or a girl?
Yeah, boy, it's going to be a Tyler Jr. I'm going to have a mini-me.
You're not going to name the baby after me? My goodness gracious. Rob Dragon, I thought. No? Okay.
That's great, man.
That is. Mazel tov.
Rob and I opened the show talking about Patrick Mahomes. I still think he's the best quarterback in the world, but we both agree he's not having the best season of any quarterback this year. I think his receivers aren't that good. And I think the management somewhat taking him for granted. Obviously, Kelsey's great, but I'm talking about wide receivers. Any chance they go out and get somebody, a Hollywood Brown or anybody else before the deadline?
They should. I've been saying it since this offseason that their receiving corps concerns me. They should have went out and signed DeAndre Hopkins. When you look at who Patrick Mahomes is throwing to, if Travis Kelce is not having a superstar type game, the Chiefs offense is average at best. I mean, Rashee Rice, he's probably going to be, you know, a pretty good receiver, but it takes a while, especially for rookie wide receivers, to build a rapport with their quarterbacks and to, you know, get acclimated to the speed of the NFL game. I honestly don't see the Chiefs making a trade at the deadline to get a wide receiver. I know that's not the sexy answer.
Right.
They did get Mecole Hardman, but he knows.
He was great yesterday.
he's not going to blow anybody's socks off. He's not a number one type wide receiver. More, a utility piece. But
right.
I think they're just going to rely on the receivers that they have and hope that the Sky Moores of the world, the Rashee Rices, the Justin Watson and Kadarius Toneys can develop and grow into a legitimate threat on the outside.
Hey Tyler, we saw Kirk Cousins get hurt for the Vikings. He's out for the season, a torn Achilles. He's going to be a free agent. What are the chances of him returning to Minnesota, or has we seen the last of him in a Vikings uniform?
I kind of see him being in Minnesota next year, maybe on a short tight deal. You look at the Vikings quarterback situation, they really don't have an answer after him, and they really haven't drafted a quarterback where you can, you know, be confident to see them starting next year and the year after that. So I see the Vikings and Kirk Cousins figuring out a deal where he can stay in Minnesota for the next 1 or 2 years, a short-term deal before they get another quarterback in there that they can build with for the future.
We see in San Francisco, Brock Purdy has hit a rough patch, the first of his career. Do you think they made a mistake? Not so much starting him, but if you feel that, say that as well. But getting rid of Trey Lance, or maybe even choosing Sam Darnold over Trey Lance, where you at on that?
I think trading Trey Lance was a little bit premature. I have always felt that they should have held on to him at least for this season, because we all know the 49ers have had huge injury concerns at the quarterback positions in recent years. And you never know. They could be down a couple quarterbacks at the blink of an eye like they were last year. Brock Purdy, the way he played yesterday was pretty much the way he's played the last 2 weeks. At the beginning of the season, Kyle Shanahan praised Purdy for not turning the ball over. But he's been an interception machine of late. And I really do think that maybe that concussion could have affected him. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to play one on the radio. But you never really see in today's NFL a player come back 6 days from being in concussion protocol. So I do believe it was a little bit too soon. And maybe give Sam Darnold a chance. He was more highly touted than Brock Purdy coming out of college. We all know that. He does have starting experience. So I could see maybe the 49ers giving Sam Darnold a chance if Brock Purdy continues to struggle after their bye week.
But, Tyler, how about the idea that maybe Brock Purdy is a plateaued, and maybe this, you know, the start was was not, you know, the reality of it, that maybe he's not as good as we thought he was, especially when you take some weapons away and guys weren't playing. But now, you know, throwing interceptions at the end of the games and whatnot, maybe he's not as good as we think he is. Is there any chance of that?
Well, that could be the case. I mean, he caught lightning in a bottle last year, and it's different when teams have a lot of film to evaluate you and analyze what you like to do, what you don't like to do. So now the NFL team, they're going into this season, going into these games this year with ample film to study on what Brock Purdy likes to do, what the 49ers offense does with him at QB, and you're seeing him struggle a little bit, especially when his number one read or number two options aren't available. And then it does, you do have to take into account that Deebo Samuel was not in the lineup yesterday. And then you also don't have Trent Williams. Those are two Pro Bowl caliber players. So that hurts you no matter, I don't care if you're Brock Purdy or Patrick Mahomes. That's going to hurt you no matter what if your starting star left tackle not in and your number one wide receiver is not in the ball game. So that also has an impact, but you would want to see him take care of the football a little bit better. Those interceptions that he had against the Bengals and the interceptions the week before against the Minnesota Vikings, they were just inexcusable.
What do you, Derrick Henry's name's been out there on the trading block. Not that they're shopping him in Tennessee, but could you see anything happening with him?
I would love Derrick Henry to be a Baltimore Raven. Him in the backfield with Lamar Jackson, the way Lamar Jackson runs the football, the way that Ravens offense is designed, that would be a seamless transition. Yep. But I just don't see it happening. I believe Derrick Henry is going to stay in Tennessee, and then he'll be a free agent this offseason.
The Jets, they're winning, but my God, is it Rob G? They got one offensive touchdown. Is that what it is, or three? Three offensive touchdowns in three games. The quarterback can't throw you one to save your life. I mean, you can't keep living like this. What do you make of that team?
They're 4-3. They have a winning record.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel good. I told Chris it's like artificial boobs. They look good, but they don't feel good.
So they have won three straight, and what's the old adage? Defense wins championships.
Yeah.
And they're winning on the defensive side of the football.
They're not winning a Super Bowl, so you could stop that with that cliche. Okay, stop.
Okay, they might not win the Super Bowl, but
might.
Chris, don't put might in there. No, I know, but you're saying, oh, defense went. I hear that. But when I look around and I look at, for the most part, the teams that win the Super Bowl, they got a quarterback. And the reason that the 49ers went and made a change, even though they got to the Super Bowl, they felt they didn't have a quarterback, right? I'm just saying, you do have to have a quarterback.
Yes, but they have a quarterback. He just has a torn Achilles and is getting back from that. So this season, I feel like once Aaron Rodgers got hurt, the Jets' plan was to tread water and hopefully develop Zach Wilson and still try to win games with your defense and see if Zach Wilson can be the heir apparent once Aaron Rodgers finally retires. And he's performed a little bit better than he has in last year. So you do have to give the Jets a little bit of credit. Now, are they a Super Bowl caliber team? No. Can they be a playoff team? Of course they can. They're 4-3. They won three straight. They have a huge game.
They were 7-3 last year, and they didn't make the playoffs. I mean, I've seen this movie before.
But you... And there's only one Super Bowl champion, right?
No, but were they not Chris, were they not 7-3 last year?
Yeah.
I'm just saying
when they lost last seven.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, like, I've seen
Rob's
this.
Rob's playing the role of grumpy old man.
I can't help it. I'm old.
He saw that guy in the mirror and champion. He went crazy.
Yeah, I looked in the mirror. I was like, who is that old guy in the mirror? And I realized it was me.
31 teams are going to go home unhappy this year.
And one of them definitely going to be the Jets.
Right.
Absolutely.
But,
all right.
They've had a serviceable season so far.
That is our man, Tyler Dragon,
hey, Chris,
USA Today national NFL reporter.
One little known tidbit about Tyler and his family lineage. Is that it? His dad played in the NFL. Did you know that, Chris? I don't even know if you even know that.
No, that's
Tyler,
great.
Tell everybody, your dad played for the Chargers, right?
Yes, he played for the Chargers in the 70s with Dan Fouts.
Yep.
Wow. What position?
Yeah. running back.
Wow, that's great. So Chuck Muncy and all that too, right?
Uh-huh.
Was Chuck Muncy there?
Winslow. Yep, Winslow, all those great teams.
Did you play football?
Too. Yeah, he played. He was a running back too.
I did, but I wasn't that good. I was a track athlete.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's great
all
stuff,
right, Tyler.
Man. We appreciate the time, brother.
Talk to you
soon.
All right, talk to you soon. Have a great night.
All right. Game 3 World Series about to begin. The Odd Couple will preview. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We are in the final stretch, folks, for you to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships on November 3rd and 4th. Countdown begins now, so get your tickets today at BreedersCup.com. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Hey, Chris, I'm not bragging. It's just proof of performance. I was 4-0 last night. I won a nice $700.
You've been rolling, man.
I have. You know what, Chris? 14 of my last 16 bets.
Wow.
Picks, I've hit. Can you believe that? 14 out of 16. That's a hot streak.
Now, do you ever have – I know you put, you know, good money.
Not big money.
But have you considered putting big money with this roll?
No, I know. I keep saying that should just put $1,000 down, but I haven't done that. I just do like $50
a
four-game parlay.
That's how they hit people.
Right. And you get hooked, and then you're like, I got to make that back. You bet another $1,000.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
or
if
you
I
think
bet,
you're rolling.
I bet 50, Chris, and you win 700. That's 750.
Yeah,
so you win $700. That's nice. Pocket money, right?
Did you go to Ross or Marshall's or TJ Maxx recently?
Yes.
Be honest.
Of course.
You did?
Yes, I did. You know I did. All right, here we go. You know I did when I was in Texas. Best bet. I'm going with the Lions tonight, Chris. Here you go. After that butt whooping last week, minus
That's
seven at home. I know. I'm on a hot streak. I'm calling it like I see it.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah,
I'm not playing any of those games. Okay,
right,
so Lions minus seven against the Raiders. I also like the Lakers. I know it's back to back, Chris. They lost in overtime in Sacramento. But
that minutes restriction for LeBron has completely gone out the window.
Yeah, that's out the window.
Played 39 minutes last night.
And I got the Lakers minus 1.5 at home hosting the Magic. And the Mavericks off to a great start, Chris. 3-0. I got the Mavericks minus 2.5. They're at the Grizzlies, and the Grizz not so good so far. So remember, Lions -7, Lakers -1.5, and the Mavericks -2.5. I will say this. I'm not betting it on the Shekel City, but I'm taking the Rangers plus. The Rangers are favorite, actually. Rangers -1.5 on the road. So remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Rob G, quickly, LeBron listed as probable. Is he definite?
He's playing
for
though,
tonight?
Right?
According to all reports, he is. But Rui Hachimura has been ruled out with an eye contusion.
Gesundheit.
So maybe even more minutes for LeBron.
We played 39 last night, and they still took the L. My goodness.
I know.
All right, Rob. Tonight, look, Arizona has clearly outplayed Texas.
They should be
so
up 2-0, Chris.
Yep, they should be up 2-0.
Should be up 2-0. That game one loss could wind up coming back to haunt them. Because that's a game, Chris, you're up 2. You give up a 2-run home run in the ninth. Your closer was 6-0 in the postseason. And going into that game, every game they had a stolen base, Chris, they won. And they had a stolen base in that game and they lost. And then, you know, people go, well, they came back and it's not going to affect them. But that was a win that you gave up. And this Texas Rangers team, as we mentioned earlier, they're 8-0 on the road. They play well.
Right.
They went to Houston, Chris, and won 2 games, 6-7, after having a demoralizing loss in game 5 at home.
No, no doubt. I mean, you got to feel good if you're a Rangers fan. I mean, to be honest, it's wide open. So
it is.
Team, but, I mean, the Rangers, you would normally think, Rob, and they're not the only one that's been the road warriors this year in the playoffs, including Arizona.
Yep.
But you would think that tied at 1, going to on the road for 3 straight games, that you're in trouble. I don't think anybody views Texas as being in trouble because of the road situation.
And it says that their favorites tonight, Scherzer's on the mound for them. And the thing
let me ask you this. If Texas wins the series and he continues to rake, Adalys Garcia, I mean, this postseason, Rob, this is going to have to – so far, it's been one of the best ever.
Oh, no doubt about it. His numbers are through the roof. They're ridiculous. He's had so many big home runs and RBIs and all that. I mean, it's an incredible run. You know what he's making, Chris? He's making like $700,000.
Wow.
He's been released twice. You know what I mean? A designated for assignment. I mean – This is a story about a guy. So, he's been unbelievable. And every time they hit him, he gets up and hits a home run against them. Stop hitting them.
Right. Now, it should be a good one tonight. Scherzer, you know, veteran against a rookie. But that rookie's been terrific for Arizona.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not.
Oh,
but Scherzer's been there. This is his third team he's played in the World Series for. I mean, he's had big games, and Bruce Bochy knows how to manage Chris. And if Scherzer's in trouble, they'll take him out. You don't play around this time of the year. You don't pitch well. You take the guy out. You got to go to somebody else.
So who you going with tonight, quickly?
I'm going to take the Rangers.
All right. iCouple, keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.